Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Trust with great joy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Even though you have not seen Christ, you still love him and place your trust in him with great joy. I have shared many times that back in 1967, 66 and 67, I was on an unassigned one-year tour of duty to the island of Newfoundland, Canada. During that time, I was separated from my family, which was one of the hardest things that I had to endure. During that time, there was letter writing that was going back and forth, and infrequently, I was able to make telephone calls. The contact I had with my family was precious. The moments I could hear their voice on the phone brought great joy and caused me to eagerly look forward to the day of reunion when we would be together again. I trusted with great joy that that day would hasten and come. And there was that day when I finally landed back home and was able to put my arms around my wife and my three children. And it made me think there will come a time when those that have gone on before us, that we have been separated from, we will see once again and be reunited. But greater even than our loved ones, our family, will be the one who loved us so much that he died for us, Jesus, our Redeemer. And we can trust that he will take care of us in the intervening period between now and the time when he returns and calls us home to be with him forever and ever. There is no way we can comprehend the great love that the Lord has for us. We have to trust that even though we might not be able to measure it or understand it, we can receive it. And we trust him with great joy. As a boy, I can recall being in church and singing hymn after hymn, and one of them we sang was the hymn, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." If you have not trusted in the Lord and obeyed him to follow after him, do so. It will bring you the greatest joy that you can ever imagine. And even though you and I may not see him now, we can experience him now. And with great love can know that wonderful, wonderful anticipation that we will have when we see him and will never be separated from him again. Trust with great joy in the Lord. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can trust in you. You are the one who we can place our trust in, knowing that you will never fail us. We might even fail ourselves. We might have those around us who promise us that they will never fail us, but they don't follow through many times. But with you, your love is always unfailing. Thank you for having that love that reaches the unlovable like we are and gives us the love that we need. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement. to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.